This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With your toasted marmalade and tea, the Doug Steffen Good Day program goes well with any breakfast, lunch. I don't think too many people listen to this program while they're having dinner, but lunch maybe, and breakfast for sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can listen to it any time of the day at all. GoodDayShow.com, where you find the program repeating, so you can hear what we said earlier. And sometimes after we say it, we think, oh, should we have said that? What did we just say there? What kind of trouble are we causing? I don't have any regrets, though. I really don't go around thinking, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Or if only I had, and you fill in the blank. What about you, Jay? Do you feel maybe the question here is, if today is your last day, will you regret having not done something? That might be the only place for regrets.
That's what I was going to add. And, but also, is it one of those things with regret? Would you rather have done something and regretted doing something, or have not done something and regretted not doing it? Because I feel like, personally, I would rather regret doing something rather than regret not doing something, because you did something and now you regret it. That's one thing. But to have never known, to regret not doing something, it's like, you, there's so many questions that go with it. You know what happened. You did it. You regret it. You know what happens. That has a story and an end, a start and an end. But to not do something and regret never having done that or whatever, that's one of those that just hits your soul.
Yeah. I just think it's, I don't know, it just is something that we ought not to spend a lot of time on. So let's not. Let's enjoy National Pig Day. That's what today is. Fossil records show pigs have been roaming the earth for 40 million years. So if that sausage you're having today, or the bacon a little tough, it may be because the pig that it came from was 9,000 years old or something along that line. And you could have.
People have pets as pigs as
pigs,
pets.
Pigs are great pets. You teach them right. Yeah, we've got a couple of new ones on the farm, and they're very cute. It'll be the first year we've had pigs like this that'll be out sort of almost roaming among. I don't dare have them just roaming around, but they'll be easily accessible, shall we say. So that's kind of a cool thing. But, yeah, we can domesticate almost anything, and pigs are one of those things. So I've seen dogs and cats and pot-bellied pigs all living together in the same room. They get their food. You put out the three plates, one for the dog, one for the cat, one for the pig.
Yeah. I've heard personality and temperament, they are just like dogs.
Yeah, yeah. They're very smart, and they're kind of fun, and they're really the ones that we have are as cute as a button. We'll put some pictures up when we get closer to it is springtime. We are actually getting closer to spring now that we're into March. What are we going to do about spring, which is 21 days away? First full day of spring is 22 days away. Is it the 22nd or the 23rd this year? I think it's the 22nd. I don't know, but it's close.
Yeah, anyway, I feel like the solstice and equinoxes are always the 20th, 21st, or 22nd.
Yes. Correct. 21st, says James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We've had discussions with almost everybody who's been on the air this week, who's been connected to Los Angeles, like me, Warren Eckstein, people that do programs there, people who live there, people who respond to us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day on the Air, and 855-999-3684 is the dial-in number. The fact that there is a new group that's been put together by the folks at NASA and NOAA together. These are scientists that fly into snowstorms. We've always heard about the planes that fly into hurricanes, right? And when you see that movie about the tornadoes that Helen Hunt was in and...
Oh, Twister.
Remember Twister, yeah, that was it.
That was a good one.
Yeah, about the crazy stuff. But now, in order to make sure that if a major storm is forecast, this plane, it's a Navy plane, The flyers go in to their mission is to go into the storm and find out what will, you know, I don't know why this is, snowstorms are different than rainstorms, but this is what they're doing anyway. It's a program called IMPACT, I-M-P-A-C-T, started a couple of years ago. And it is they started by studying snowstorms here in the Northeast. But now they have moved this crew out to the West Coast because of all that's been going on there in the last week to try to figure out what's in the clouds. Why is this? There's some kind of microphysical change in the atmosphere. And of course, the people who are climatologists or climate changers or, you know, the sky is falling, that bunch. And they're all, oh, look at this. This has got to be because of global warming. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I know.
It doesn't just seem like everything's shifting. It's not necessarily warming.
Yeah, a lot of things are shifting.
Yeah, things are shifting the time of year. It's starting to get cooler a lot later in the year. And, well, aside from this year, stay cooler longer.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It just seems like if there's a layer, imagine a layer around planet Earth that is the weather system. And that's... rotating at a different speed,
The axis has changed.
It's rotating at a completely different speed than what the planet's rotation is itself. That's what it feels like is happening.
Yeah, well, I think that there's something you can argue that, frankly. But it'd be interesting to see what these people come up with. If there's something different out there. I know it just was, as I said, my weekend in California was miserable in terms of the weather anyway. It's always great to fiddle and play around with my family, my two grandsons, my oldest one, Miles. We were jumping around, and I threw my back out. I had to go to the acupuncturist last night to get my back straightened out. And with that, just talking before we leave the climate stuff, what an education for youngsters who are used to just a certain type of weather. Miles is lucky because he travels with his family, and they come out here, and he saw snow when he was here in January. Don't normally ever see that in California. But during their recess on Friday, he was telling me he went outside, and there was hail coming down. And so he just opened his mouth. I can see him doing it. Stuck out his tongue and... tasted the hail. Find out what the hail tasted like. And so his mother got worked up about it. We were talking about it in the car when we picked him up on Fridays. He was telling us that, you know, he'd done that. And his mother got, oh, Miles, why do you want to do that? All kinds of nasty stuff in the air, yeah. And I looked at Megan and I said, come on, let him have his fun. This is a good way for him to learn about hail. He can't be afraid of everything. So that went over like a lead balloon.
But isn't that funny how things have changed? Like, Doug, I'm sure you're playing in the mud. And not even thinking, and jumping in leaves, and not even thinking about spider's nests or anything.
Right. Yeah, it's fun. Okay, Joe Biden's quote of the day. Ready for this? This is something brand new. He's preparing his budget. The State of the Union called for him, or he called upon his staff to figure out how... they can get more money out of the billionaires. So his statement yesterday, quote, I'm going to raise taxes on billionaires. Let's go get those bad guys that are responsible for all the jobs in America so we can have more people on assistance, more people collecting. And where's the money going to come from? From those bad guys who have all the money. We're going to get them.
Well, isn't Joe relatively wealthy? In his own right.
Joe has become very wealthy, and nobody quite understands why, or not why, but how.
I thought he was wealthy before he had the presidency.
No, he was because he's been in politics since he was in his 20s. He was a senator from Delaware, I think the longest in the history of the state of Delaware, longest continuing serving senator. But I think he's like all the others. I mean, I've told the story about LBJ how many times? He started as a school teacher. Ran for a local office in his in Austin, and then he, as a teacher, I forget what he taught. I think he taught social studies, history, or whatever. But anyway, so he runs for city council, and he runs for state rep, and then he runs for lieutenant governor in Texas, and then he runs for Congress, and then he becomes vice president. And so he's never in his life made more than 200,000 was what the president was making at the time he was president. But when he left office, he owned a chain of radio and television stations in Texas. Matter of fact, the number one station in, it's not San Antonio, I think it's Austin, is KLBJ. Duh. He was worth $45 million when he died. Huh? How do you, where'd that come from? So perhaps we can ask this. Well, the thing on Biden is he's getting all the money from the Chinese because of his son. Everybody knows that story. But anyway, the point here is the billionaires have got to pay more in taxes. So his plan, he doesn't want to violate his pledge not to raise rates on those making less than $400,000 a year. But if you're making more than that, we're going to get you. We're going to fix you. We're going to make sure you pay through the nose so that more people can get things like what they're doing in California. Let's pay off all those people who have some connection to slavery, and that'll come from the rich people. Yep. Okay, let's do that. All in favor, say aye. Oh, wait, maybe not. The priorities in America are really fucucta, as my father used to say, and that is something I'm not, I don't know the translation, the literal translation, but you can kind of guess. It is. The priorities here are so screwed up. We don't encourage people to work. Look at all the jobs. Have we said this 100,000 times since the pandemic? Where have all the people gone? Everybody's got a help wanted sign on their business.
Oh, and everywhere.
Everywhere.
And even having signing bonuses and all these different promises.
Right. And so where else are we spending our money? Well, let's see here. The United States leads in dollar terms of dollars. The United States has donated 10 times more money in aid and cash to Ukraine than any other country. The spending amounts to about a quarter of a point on our gross domestic product. So we need to have those billionaires pay more money so we can give more to the Ukrainians. That's not going over. Now people are beginning to think, the United States has given 25% of all the aid in the fight in Ukraine. Just one of the many ways we help people, but then how are we helping ourselves? I guess it's a good question to ask. 18 after on Good Day.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Off we go into the next portion of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's time for us to check social media. Well, it's time for us to check everything, right? We're always checking in on things, and it seems that people love to talk about what's trending in social media. That is the things that are going on. So we have some information about Hot Lips Houlihan. Do you even remember? Do you know who Hot Lips Houlihan was? Jay?
No, but Hot I Lips. Would love to know.
All right. Well, it has to do with Chuck got me thinking about this. Was it yesterday or the day before? Chuck Curry, our movie man, was talking about the 40th anniversary of the finale of MASH, which was one of the most popular television programs in the history of television. And Loretta Swit was on the MASH series. She was called Hot Lips Houlihan, and we're going to talk about her interview with regard to that 40 years after it was last mentioned. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-ZELJANZ.
Hot Lips Houlihan. I'm sure you've had time to check that out by now. Hot Lips Houlihan was the name given to Loretta Swit's character on MASH. She was the brunt of a lot of jokes. She was supposedly, she was portrayed as sort of a sex pot, in a manner of speaking. There were 100, remember Chucker told us yesterday, 100 million people at the end of the MASH. Well, it was 14 years, I think, on the air. And the finale got 100 million people watching it. One of the greatest television stories ever. So,
yeah, MASH was super popular.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. The 4077 Mobile Army Surgical Hospital was on for 11 and a half seasons, 256 episodes. Mike Farrell, Alan Alda, Jamie Farr, Harry Morgan, and then there was Hot Lips. Margaret Houlihan was her name. That'd be a good quiz question. What was, because everybody called her Hot Lips, so what was her real first name? I just gave it away. Margaret Houlihan. Yeah. Loretta Switch said, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like MASH and the Andy Griffith Show were the two that were just so iconic. And when you think about how that, what is it, the cliche of, oh, they just don't make them like they used to, those are the two shows that are just, nothing is made like it used to be with those ones.
Nope. So anyway, they were all, everybody who's still around was interviewed for the 40th anniversary. And so in her interview, Swit said, I have a bone to pick with the series finale, and that has to do with the happy ending that the show's writers came up with for Houlihan. She goes on to say, with the Korean War winding down, Margaret spends much of the final hours of the program contemplating whether she wants to head to Tokyo or Belgium for her next overseas post. As she opts to return to the U.S., though, ultimately to work at a hospital, citing her father, who is a career Army man, for the reason coming back to stateside. But then she said, I really wish that I could get away from Hot Lips. Every place she goes today, even, people call her Hot Lips. There you go. That's that story. It's 28 after. Story time on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's Zip.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The people of Chicago, Illinois have spoken, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot will no longer lead the Windy City. Some of her concession speech last night, the Democrat mayor.
I spoke directly to young people of color who look like me, and to every kid who felt like I did when I grew up. And I'm going to do that again tonight. I told you back then that anything is possible with hard work. And I want you to know that no matter what happens along the way, you should always believe that.
Since no one candidate got 50% of the vote, voters will return to the polls for a runoff between the top two vote-getters on April 4th. Paul Vallis and Brandon Johnson will face off in the April mayoral runoff election. NASA and SpaceX will try again early Thursday morning to launch the Crew 6 to the International Space Station, 12:30 in the morning, Eastern. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Now 34 after the hour, actually pretty close to 35 past the hour in the Good Day program. Doug Stephanie here for March the 1st with Jay Kirshner. The situation with celebrations, it's National Invasive... Say it again, Doug. There it is. National Invasive Species Awareness Week. And the aim is to be focused on especially... things that are coming into your area now as spring will be springing. Or springing, spring is sprung.
Spring's going to get sprung.
That's true. I was just talking with my microphone off. Not an easy thing to do. Anyway, so this is the big thing this year is going to be the massive invasion of the spotted lanternfly. SLF.
Spotted lanternfly.
That, yes, right. So kind national
is
invasive.
Is it like a firefly?
Yeah, kind of, except they eat. Yeah, except they eat greenage. They'll eat your garden. They'll invade.
So they're basically locusts disguised as fireflies.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly.
Or bugs.
Yeah, and that's what you're looking for if you're trying to find a lantern fly. They have little orange kind of spots on them, and they love to go to vineyards and orchards. They go to gardens, they go to flowers, grapevines, maple trees, blueberries, a lot of host plants, and they can really impact outdoor recreation as well because they swarm around in large numbers. And so now they're laying their eggs all over the place, and I don't know how you find them, frankly. I was looking at some of the reports from the local ag people. They can lay as many as 5,500 eggs.
Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's pretty damn gross.
No wonder they're invasive.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to the good news from Missouri. A young woman who's 25 donated her kidney to her father, who told her, "Don't do it." So she secretly donated a kidney after spending 9 months keeping her plan under wraps. Her father, John Ivanowski, a couple of years ago was diagnosed with a form of kidney disease known as IgA neuropathy. Who knows what that is, but obviously it's not good for your kidney. It can lead to renal disease, which can kill you. So anyway, John told his daughter, Delaine, not to do. She said, "I'll give you one of my kidneys." He said, "Nope, nope, nope." But she pushed forward. She's a nurse.
Yeah.
She knew what the whole deal was.
And a lot of times the kidney donor, has a harder time recovering than the recipient.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He probably he didn't want to put his daughter through that.
Mm-hmm. Well, now he's okay and she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
and she only revealed herself after the surgery.
Right. Yeah. He didn't know where the kidney came from. He thought he was in one of those kidney programs, organ donation programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is okay. This is good stuff. Apparently, one of his other daughters died of cancer or something a couple of years ago, and so he didn't want to put this daughter in jeopardy.
Yeah, and with surgeries, there's always that risk that something could go wrong. And
yep, yeah. But it didn't. Good for them.
That's a good
Speaking
story.
Of, yep, okay, things going wrong. The train derailment in Greece, the train collision that has killed dozens of people. There were hundreds of people on this on this train. There was a freight train going in one direction, passenger train going in another direction, a very rural part of Greece, which is a beautiful country. The cars are all over the place. Kind of reminds me of what we saw in eastern Ohio a couple of weeks ago. Same kind of thing. So what is it with all these train derailments? It looks like on the surface, at this point anyway, that this is operator error. Because, you know, there's always lights everywhere.
Yeah, it was a head-on
collision. Right. Yep. Head-on. So 85 people have been injured. The station master in the city that the trains had just gone through was arrested. Aha. There you go. So somebody not doing their job. The railroads in Europe, in many instances, are much better than what we have here. A lot of them are computer-controlled, but then out in the boonies, they've got people who are in charge of the stations watching the track. So it looks like that could be the problem here. 350 people on this passenger train. Most of them were students returning from the carnival of this last week was their school vacation week. A three-day festival that precedes Lent. So, anyway.
Yeah, I think Carnival happens the day before Mardi Gras.
Does it?
The day or 2 days before Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I don't know that much about that, but I know that these kind of things are going. It's just the more... It's good that people are taking trains, People are using the rails, but what's going on with the rails? In this case, it doesn't look like the same kind of thing, although, in fact, we don't really know still what caused the problem in Ohio. Right?
You're talking about a bunch of flat foots. It was human error. It was something that an axle or something was overheating, and they got the notification, and then when they went to stop it, they didn't stop it on time or they didn't stop it properly, and that's what caused the train to derail. But I think that they are finding out in the preliminary reports that it was user error. It was human error.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of the miscalculation things that... I don't know. It gets frustrating because most of these things, if you're paying attention to your job, it's like anything else. You're getting paid to do a job. So do it. That's it. Everybody's worried about, what's going on? You know, the phone rings when you're in the middle of doing something important and it's your daughter who's in school and she needs your help. Well, in the meantime, something important is going on at work and you can't really or shouldn't really, you know, what's more important, fixing my daughter's problem or doing my job? And is that a conundrum that a lot of people face? Yeah. With the ability for youngsters in school to have phones, parents get calls all the time. I forgot my lunch, you know, or whatever the heck it is. Walmart announcing yesterday it's closing 8 stores in 5 states. This is the first time this has happened. Apparently, there are locations in Illinois and Arkansas that are not doing particularly well, which is interesting because the headquarters for Walmart are down in Arkansas. They are talking about the changes, and I think they've got a few stores that are too close to each other, frankly. But in Arkansas, in their hometown, Bentonville, Washington, D.C., Pinellas Park, in Florida, I don't know why I'm reading these. In New Mexico, it's Albuquerque's store. I'm not going to read them. It's just interesting. As things change, our priorities change. There's a survey that came out this week about what your priorities are. What is America's top priority? So as a result of this poll there were 1,310 Americans that took... This poll took time to answer the poll. What's your top priority? They give you a list of a bunch of things. The economy's number one, no surprise there. Gun control and gun violence, number two. Let's see here. A lack of trust in politicians, number three. Russia and Ukraine, number four. Border security, number five. Coronavirus, six. Climate change, seven. Abortion, 8. Healthcare, 9. Homelessness, 10. Crime, 11. Racial justice, 12. Home affordability, 13. And that's as far as it went. So do you agree? Would you think that sounds about right? I think a lot of people, we work people up into this business of racial justice. Only 2% of the people polled said that our top priority is racial justice. Home affordability, 2% said that. See, but all the news media, they give you a different story. 3% said...
Yeah, what channel you watch.
Abortion and health care and that sort of thing. Climate change, only 5%.
Whatever the topic du jour is.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the economy with 32%, one-third of the people said that my top priority is making sure that there's enough money to put food on the table and have a roof over our heads. And I think that that's pretty practical. Isn't it, when you think about it? Meanwhile, in that way, and one of the side discussions here are the number of people coming into the United States. Did you see, isn't it funny? I keep reaching for my glasses. I just put my hands up to my face because I was looking for
glasses. Well, old habit. How many years did you have glasses, though?
I've had them since I was in my 40s.
There you go.
That is an old habit. Yep. Anyway, so the business of how many illegals, since Joe Biden has come into his position as president, over 2 million people have come into this country illegally. 2 million. That's more than live in Nebraska, for God's sakes. And it continues, although they seem to be trying to slow it down a little bit because of the public outcry. But last month alone, 95,318 migrants came across the U.S.-Mexican border. So what does that tell you? Who's, you know, the jobs and all the other stuff. But now, on the other side of things, there is also a release of info from the government suggesting that about 1 million people who had come into this country illegally over the last 10 years left last year. So what does that tell you? It's not the greatest place in the world. These people come here, they think they're going to have the honeydew melon trip every day, and they find out many of them can't get jobs. Many of them have no place to stay. Many of the homeless
qualifications don't qualify here.
Yeah. The L.A. Times had, I was reading this on Sunday when I was there, L.A. Times was evaluating the homeless situation. They say somewhere between 78, listen to this, between 78,000 and 84,000 people are homeless in L.A. County. And of that group, 40% are employed. Let me say that again. 40% of the people who are homeless in L.A. County have a job. So what does that tell you? Is it too expensive to live in L.A. County or other places where the homeless problem, they have jobs? So, you know, I think we tend to think that people are homeless because they don't have a job, right? So there are plenty of people, and in this poll, these folks that were homeless that had jobs were asked what they were getting paid.
Yeah.
Most of them had part-time jobs, and most of them were making at least $15 an hour. There's some food for thought. Something else to think about is where you get your insurance. Progressive has insurance for motorcycles, boats, RVs. So if you want protection on the road and on the water, check out what you save at 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can find options that fit your budget. Because giving you options is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah, like when I hold the door for someone. Sure, it may be weird if I don't time it right, and they're a little too far away, and now they're running. And we're both asking ourselves, is it worth it to run instead of just, you know, letting them open their own door?
But still, it's the right thing to do. So get options based on your needs with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What do you mean we went searching for pressure powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Support each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, Braley, no! Pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's knows cold and soggy fries are the worst.
So soggy.
That's why we're serving up hot and crispy fries all day, every day.
And all night until close.
With natural cut potatoes, sea salted to perfection.
Show me that potato skin.
Wendy's hot and crispy aren't like other fries. We're your dream fry. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's hot and crispy fries.
Guaranteed to be hot and crispy. If yours aren't, bring them back and we'll replace them.
Ray Maliazzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2└. 833-VITAL-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Monday, happy days. Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums.
Chucker, I've graced you with my singing presence, so we're ready to dig into what it is that's on your mind today. So we have the Happy Days theme. To what do we owe the pleasure of me singing along with that?
Well, there's never a pleasure with you singing, but Ron Howard.
Come on.
Now, come on. I mean, let's be honest. I've tolerated for decades. Ron Howard.
Thank you very much. Cute.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. Okay. Ron Howard turned 69 years old. A lot of people know him for Happy Days. I certainly did. 74 to 84. Started before on Andy Griffith before that, 1960 to 68. Feature film, saw him in American Graffiti. I loved him in The Shootist with John Wayne. That's my favorite John Wayne film from 76.
Yep.
And I love his director. His second movie directed, Night Shift, with Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton.
Funny.
I love that movie.
Funny.
I love them.
Funny.
Right. They don't make movies like that anymore.
You know, he had so much hair as a kid, and he hasn't got a hair on his head now.
Yeah.
Not a hair on his head.
And as a director, obviously, Apollo 13 won an Oscar, Beautiful Mind, so on. And he's made some Backdraft.
Yep, good movies.
Very
he was in a cowboy movie with two other young stars, and I'm trying to remember the cowboy movie. It was after he did True Grit. I mean,
okay.
He did The Shootist. And I'm trying to think. I can see the two other kids that were in it with him, but I can't remember. But anyway, he did a lot of acting so that he understood the business early on and then got into directing fairly early on.
And his daughter's done pretty good for herself.
How's that?
Well, Jurette of Jurassic World movies, Dallas Bryce Howard. M. Night Shyamalan movies, has directed television.
Blood.
Done pretty good. Very good, actually.
The Oscars are a week from Sunday night. There's a spot on ABC running with John Hamm and Billy Crystal and Kimmel. It's kind of a spoof. It's actually kind of fun. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it is cute.
I did not.
Okay, right. Anyway, so can they get away from Will Smith being hit by Chris Rock, or is that going to be the headline around last year?
You think Kimmel will do an opening joke on that side? He might break the ice, but they probably just ignore it. And it's, it is what it is.
Yep.
Got to move forward, right?
Yep,
you can't get
right.
back yesterday.
So is Brendan Fraser going to win? What's your prediction?
Probably. I hope so. Yeah, it's interesting because I watched when he won the SAG Award Best Actor in The Whale on Sunday night, and he's so emotional. It's almost, I don't know, I find it hard to watch celebrities get so emotional about their acting when all the crazy going on in the world.
Hello. I mean, they're acting.
But I do like him, and I got to tell you, I watched that movie twice. I think it's a really fascinating movie, very character-driven. He's awesome in that film. So, and he's a good guy, so yeah, I'd like to see him win.
You know who's really making an impact? All the big guests seem to be going to Kelly Clarkson. Have you noted that? This is every day she's got some A-list actor or somebody that everybody knows.
That's what you need,
on that
right?
Program. Yeah, it is what you need. That's the attraction.
She has a good booker, or she's well-liked, or both.
Yeah, right. Tom Sizemore apparently is on his way out.
I saw it's a bummer.
Yeah.
Most people would know him for Saving Private Ryan opposite Tom Hanks. Great in that movie. Really great in that movie.
He was in one of the Natural Born Killers.
Yes.
He was in Black Hawk Down, Pearl Harbor. He's been a lot of stuff. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead. You were saying?
Creed 3 tracking around a $30 to $40 million opening weekend. That would be the biggest opening weekend in the Creed franchise, meaning this franchise obviously will survive without Sylvester Stallone's Rocky in it. Now, the week after, you get Scream 6, which is also tracking around $40 million. And the weekend after that, Shazam, Fury of the Gods, which is not tracking as high, right around. So there's definitely more the ball rolling downhill a little bit for theaters and studios theatrically. And that's good stuff. I'm looking forward to Creed 3, actually, Doug.
Not me. I'm not going to see it.
Okay.
Without Sylvester Stallone, it's meaningless.
I actually thought you'd be in a sleeping bag outside the theater waiting to get in, but I'm wrong.
No, but how many times have you done that? How many times over the 30 years you've been on this program with me have you gone to get tickets the night before and stood in line? I can think of two or three different times.
Maybe. It's been a while, though. You don't have to do that because actually Creed 3 is going to play on over 4,000 screens. 3,000 used to be a lot. Then it went to 35, now 4,000. Holy smokes.
Yeah. Big stuff. Well, I still haven't seen Marler yet. I want to see that before it disappears.
It will disappear quick, so hurry up.
Yeah, it will be on TV soon and streaming and stuff.
Yes.
There it goes. All right, Chucker, we'll talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.